Welcome to this episode of the Circle of the Panda podcast. I hope this finds you doing well. I'm going to speak to something that came to my attention. If you haven't learned by now, by following me and listening, I will usually run across something or something will hit my ear and I will go, you know what, that's something I need to speak to because I believe it adds value to the people listening. There's always this bit of me finding an answer that I wish I knew earlier, or me just living through something that worked well, or that was a mistake. So you're going to hear a combination of that. I think we're far better off if we just all are genuine about our own personal journey and say, look, here's what I learned that worked well, and here's what I learned that did not work well. So listen in for the next few minutes, because I do believe there's a fair amount of people out here that are struggling with what I'm getting ready to cover. And this is what I'm going to say. If not now, then when? If you're in a position that you feel you need to make a change, whatever that may be, maybe it's a personal situation, maybe it's a business situation, a health situation, a relationship, you need to figure this part out. If you're not going to make the change, then when? So let me ask you a few questions. Is there something in your life that you want to change? Is there something in your life that you want to change? Is there a business that you want to start? Are you in a job that is not working for you? If any of those things are true, and there's certainly some other list in that, if you can't make the change immediately, then when will you make the change? But the main thing is own it. Own that. If you're not going to make the change right then start planning. Now, here's a word of caution. Think it over, but at least start the process. And when I say think it over, a lot of people will say, look, I'm just going to make the leap and the net will appear. You know, that is often the case in some ways, but it's also often the case that you're going to have to go through some very, very difficult, gut-wrenching times when you make that leap and say the net doesn't look like you thought it was going to look. My dad said when I made a big change, he said this. So look, you're going to have to take a break between, because you cannot go from wearing a three-piece suit to cowboy jeans and a t-shirt. Now, what he was saying is, you know, you're living in the corporate world and you're getting ready to make a change out of it. You need to be really thinking through how that's going to feel. And even between the two, take a break and take a breath. So, yeah, word of caution, if you're saying I just have to make this change or I have to just do this thing, right, just have to do it, then start thinking about what the process is going to look like. As you know by now, I don't talk about anything I don't recommend or that I've not experienced. And that's why I go through this. So there's a laundry list of things that I wish I had changed. And since this podcast and going through it, there's just a laundry list from a business standpoint, a personal standpoint. But going back to that, what I wish I'd done is said, okay, I'm going to have to own it. And if I can't make it now, then start making the plans, but own the situation and make it happen, right? Or at least map it out. I will stick to that. Look, I knew for many years that I had to make a career change. I knew it. I knew there's something brewing that I had to, I just felt it. I felt it. I said, you know, there's just something that else I need to do and I need to make that change. But now here's the thing. Due to a series of decisions that weren't well thought out, you know, some of the stuff changed around me. Some of the stuff I could not control that changed around me. But regardless of if I had owned the situation, I was told early on, it is your career to own. Own it. And then as I did not grasp that concept and did not understand that, then the more time passed, the more the decision was a little bit harder to make. And let me go through that. So it's yours to own. So let me shift in out of me and into where you may be. It is yours to own. Okay. If you're saying, I want to go into business, it is yours to own. It is your situation to own it and start mapping it. If you want out of a relationship, it is yours to own. If you want a better health situation, own it. Do it as soon as you can, or at least map it. Now, this sounds like so much common sense, but think about it in your own life. You may be sitting here listening to this or viewing this if you're seeing this when we launch this thing on YouTube, and you may be sitting there right now going, gosh, I want something different. I want something different. I want something different. Then if you can't do it now, then set the date and start mapping it. And now there are some areas that are easier to change than others. You notice there's a lot, an awful lot of faith discussion in this podcast because you can't separate the two. You're going to believe in something. You're going to believe in something. We all believe in something. We can say we do not believe in Jesus Christ or God or Muhammad, whatever you want to say. You do not believe in religion, but you're believing in something. But there's some things that are easier to change, right? So let me say this. You can say, Lord, I'm praying for a change in my life in this area. This is where this old Midwestern, genuine, authentic language is coming in. Lord, I want a change in this area. Well, I suspect that there's some things he would say. Listen, if you know you want to do that, then just get up and do it. It's like, okay, I want to make this change. You have the shovel in your hand. He's probably going to say, dig, not keep praying, keep wishing, keep doing. You're going to see a series of steps. So you're going to have to take the courage. You're going to have the courage to take. You're not going to get in better shape or better health if you're going to stay on the couch and eat Cheetos, but yet still pray to be in better health. Get up off the couch. It's an obvious one, and just do what you know you need to do. From a business standpoint, you knew I was going to go back to this because this is what I'm about. I'm about using the right kind of concepts and practices in business. Let me pause because there might be somebody out there right now that's hearing this and listening, and you might be the next Elon Musk or the next billionaire or millionaire or entrepreneur that's going to change the way the world is done. You might be listening to this and you might have that idea, or you might be sitting there going, oh, I've got it. You may just be the one that makes that step, that makes that change. It can come from any place at any time. It's going to alter the way the business is done. More importantly, you may be listening to this, and you might just be the next Billy Graham, or you may be the next mother of Billy Graham. But you might be sitting in this place right now at this time hearing this, and you have that idea, and you know there's something you need to do about it. Do something about it. What are you doing? What's that next step? If you can't do it now, when? Now, I had a bit of a some clarity this morning when I was sitting there in my personal time. And the clarity is this: we often will want to see all the steps laid out in front of us. We want to know the why. We want to know where it's going. We want to know all the plans to get to the goal. That's not where faith comes in. Faith comes in that if you hear the next step, take the next step. And once you take the next step, then the rest start to open up. And the next step can be small. You're sitting there right now and you're going, look, I'm listening to this and I've been praying for how to get from where I am to where I want to be. Say you want to start a business in the missions field. You want to start a nonprofit. And you're right there sitting there. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get this. Pray about it. Pray about it. When the next step appears, take the next step. And it could be a small one. It could be a small one. It could be a phone call. It could be some research. It could be reaching out. You might hear that little voice in your head that says, hey, reach out to this person that's done the same thing that you have done. It starts with that one single step that he's telling you to take. Take it. And then after that, you'll often find that the next steps will appear. Let me give you four steps, four things to consider. Not steps, I just told you where the steps are coming from, but four things to consider. Why are you doing it? Okay. So if you have this vision about business, and you have this vision about a personal situation, why are you doing it? Are you doing it because it's your passion? Are you doing it because it's going to make the world a better place? Why are you doing it? If you're doing it for something like chasing an idol, more money, nothing wrong with making a lot of money or making more money. It's how you do it and what you do with it. But if that's going to be your only driving force, is that nice car or that money or that house, when times get tough, you might just give it up. So ask yourself, why are you doing it? If it's a prompting from somewhere, from the right place, if it's a prompting from God, then that's a good reason. Or if it's going to just have a positive impact on others, that's also obviously they line up together. But the first question is, why are you doing it? Second one is, does it line up with your talents or your skills? Were you created to do that? Do you have some experience with that? Third thing is a support group. So let me pause here for a second. Don't go alone. Don't go alone. But be very careful who your support group is. You don't have to know them well. They don't have to be friends. In fact, in some cases, it's best that they're not close to you. Because if you have this idea and it's outside what people that you know expect of you, or if they've known in the past, they might squash it. Now, you want the right kind of mixture. But who is around you that if you make that leap is going to support you when you need support? And then fourth thing, stay open to redirection. This is going to bring this thing right by full circle. So you're sitting there right now and you're listening and you go, I have this idea. I want to move on it. I want to move on it. Are you being, what's telling you to move on it? Who's telling you to move on it? Now, as you go in that direction, it's kind of said when I said make that big leap and the net will appear, what may not look like what you thought it would when it started out. So be very open to continual direction, redirection, and be open to how it might look. If you hear that, right? If you continually are staying in tuned and you say, oh, I believe. This is what I am supposed to do. This is what I was created to do. Then as you go forward, after you take the first step, you're going to continually hear the next one. Take that next one, and then take the next one, and take the next one. Don't outpace that little still voice in getting this done. Take the first step, listen, pray, take the next step. Do the same and repeat it. And you'll find out you may not end up where you thought you were going to end up, but you may end up in a far better place. So I hope you find this helpful. And you can tell through this, I'm pretty passionate about this. And here's why I'm passionate about this, because I know right now there's a pretty good chance that somebody is listening to this and they have that next great idea that's going to have a positive impact on their environment, a positive impact on the people around them. I also want to say this. It does not have to be something that's going to hit you get you as an influencer or get you in the news. It could just be something that's going to alter people's lives in your sphere of influence in a way that's going to have an impact for generations. You just never know. But take that next step. Again, so somebody may be listening to this and may be the next great business owner that's going to change the way things are done for the better, even if it's just in your family unit or small scale, or maybe it's large scale, or who knows. Could be the next Billy Graham, or again, Billy Graham, the mother or father of Billy Graham. With this, I'll end this. If you need to reach out to me, this is what I do for a living. I share this message. I help people on personal journey. If they want to go further in, yes, I say we have that one call first to figure out what it is that you're going to do. Figure out if we are a match, if I can help you on this. And from there, we set the rest, the plan, the fees, however it looks. But this podcast is designed to spark that in you. So go after it. But if you need any help at all, you can find me at JD@circleofthepanda.com. I wish you all the best and peace to you.